Welcome back to Radio Detox. I'm your host, Heather Larson. Find me on Noster. I am Make Songs Longer. We got some zaps this week, folks. I just, I want to give a shout out because, well, actually, like one of the zaps came from the people we were talking about on the last episode, right? So this is gonna be another music episode this week, and I want to give a shout out to Sarah Jade. She said, "My girl, it was so great to see you in Las Vegas. Gave me 700 sats just for playing her song." Shout out to Sir Libre, Anonymal. I did interview Anonymal, Matt Finley. People who are just talking and sending zaps via Fountain. So they're showing up on Noster as well. Shadrach, 323 sats. Listened on May 9th to the latest episode that came out. The four songs to know: Las Vegas Bitcoin Figures and San Diego Music Awards. Okay, that episode, he said, great songs. Hashtag 40 hours per week. 500 sats for Tumbleweed. Did I boost my own episode? Shout out to Open Mike, big spender. We call him Open Wallet. 3,333 sats. He's got to have repeating numbers. I don't know what's wrong with him. He's an accountant. He has to do that. Tumbleweed, Henrik Flyman. Shout out to Henrik. I had to play some of his music too. Tree Ducks, Matt Finley, P at sign T. When you say you don't want to pay the rights for music, only the musicians themselves, it's exactly like a restaurant manager saying he's okay to pay the cook, but not the ingredients. Sorry, but you have to pay for both the music. So I don't know if this guy, I can't read the whole message. There we go. Got it to open up. Sorry, but you have to pay both for the music as an idea that took time to mature in the writer's mind and the persons who perform this music and spent loads of money recording it. Those are two different things, and one can perform a work that belongs to someone else, and both deserve respect and money. And I agree. And I don't know if that guy is bitching or agreeing. So P at sign T, please clarify and and see. And he made this comment on the Helene episode, which I also need to issue a correction about the title of the Helene episode, because Helene said no to BMI was a title that I initially put out, and it needs to be EMI, not BMI. They corrected me, and I needed to correct that. But yeah, so if you don't want to pay for the rights to music, that is a whole can of worms, and people are putting their music out rights free here in this quote unquote value verse, right? This is the whole point of it, is that you're actually going to make more money doing it this way than you would on Spotify as an indie artist. So when you don't want to pay for the rights to music, that's fine. But if you look at the larger ecosystem of Apple Music and Spotify, you're also not paying the artist. So I think this guy's agreeing with me. I think he's proving the point. Because your monthly subscription that you're paying to the mainstream services, which I also do as well, so we all want to listen to the mainstream catalog, right? We all want to listen to whatever it is, the Beatles, Nirvana, etc. And when we're paying for that music, we're not really paying for that music. Like we're paying for Spotify, but we're not really paying the we're not paying for the music. The money that we're paying in monthly subscriptions is not trickling down to pay for the music. It's not paying the artists, and Sarah Jade's been very vocal about this. And she said, "I've made more money complaining about Spotify than I've ever made on Spotify." So I don't know. I think I'll send this guy a message and ask for clarification, because I missed this message before because it got buried. So I need to do a better job of going through my boosts on Fountain. So I will endeavor to do a better job of getting through the messages, and so that some don't get buried. But that's kind of the whole point around here, is that we're giving artists a way to augment the earnings that they're not making in the traditional system. And it's a very sticky situation too. If you're a very serious artist and you are getting tied up with a label or a PRO, that's going to be an issue that actually keeps you out of this space. I would love to get somebody on the podcast who is an expert at this to really talk more deeply about it. It would probably be a 6-hour podcast. It would be like a Joe Rogan 4-hour podcast. But I think we could pull it off. So, without further ado, let's play some new songs. There are new songs in the space. We'll start by playing "Whose Garden" by Zaza Wow Wow, and y'all know I just love to say the name Zaza Wow Wow.
Yeah. They said the internet was free.
Lies.
They said your data was safe.
Lies.
Time to build our own.
Yeah.
Yeah. said the internet was free. Lies. They said your data was safe. Lies. Time to build our own. Own, own, yeah. Own. One relay division, now the nodes are going live. Lunchbox servers in the field, web 5 starts to thrive. Plug it in and broadcast Wi-Fi from a box you own. Bitcoin, no plus private cloud. Sovereignty full grown, full grown. Burning Man, no cell service, every phone a useless brick. Open up the lunchbox, mesh the count, connect the click. Starlink plugs into the router, internet for everyone. Even without outside connection, the local web still runs. Drop a server in the rural, collect the routing revenue. Television replacing Roku, plug your node right through. Every TV in America could be a mesh node too. Mesh it. Wire to wireless, laser, LoRa signal pushing through.
The future is already here.
Already here. Just not deployed yet.
Not yet.
Gradually, then suddenly.
Suddenly.
Plug in, mesh up.
Mesh up.
Watch the network grow.
Bam.
Watch the network grow. Yeah, decentralized identifiers, create your own ID.
Own it.
Not a fingerprint, not a face scan, self-sovereignty.
My rules.
Church, you work, you shopping, you public events, multiple identities, you decide which one gets sent.
Your choice.
Verifiable credentials in the wallet that you hold.
Your
knowledge and nothing else, no address to be sold.
Just the age.
Plane tickets, house titles, employment proof. All evocable by the issuer under your own roof.
Your roof.
The CBDC wants your face to let you pay your bill.
Scan your face.
Web 5 says your node's your bank, sovereign by your will.
Sovereign! Own your data.
Your data.
Own your name.
Your name.
No more user agreements.
Never again.
Your node. Your rules.
Your rules.
The people's internet.
Our internet.
Built by your own hand.
Hey, AI's the reason we're 5 has to exist right now. Writing post AI generated, can't tell real from fake somehow.
Drowning.
Friends are calling, but it's not them deep fakes on the line.
Not them.
People clamoring for solutions. Internet in total illusion.
Illusion.
The fix is mandatory verification. Ours is Bitcoin fusion.
Away.
Every content cryptographically signed from your own node.
Sign.
AI tax your network needs a balance first.
Pay up.
Every hit deposit sets into your digital purse.
Thank you.
Run your own AI at home. No Alexa, no recall.
Private.
Pull the plug on surveillance. Your house runs through it. Oh.
Unplugged. Truth needs a signature. Content needs a source.
Source.
Bitcoin signs the data.
Sign.
No more fiction dressed as fact.
Never. Your node proves what's real.
Email was open source, the internet was born that way.
All
became proprietary, walled garden stole the day. Graveyard of protocols, web 5 resurrects them all. Wild line for the files, no stuff for the social call.
No stuff.
Readiness for local big cash, every community free.
Free.
Four people run a server, federation's all you need.
Four.
If Bitcoin is the Federal Reserve, your cash credit union.
Local.
Local currency, local trade, peer-to-peer communion.
Communion.
Open source the money, open source the internet.
Open source.
It's also your whole damn life, biggest flex yet.
Flex.
They build the rules, could we build the Mr. Rose? Web 5 belongs to everyone that everybody knows.
Everybody!
The future is already here.
Already here!
We are the internet.
The internet!
We own the static.
Own it!
Web 5, it can never be turned off.
Never!
All right, love that song, and I'm out of sorts because I'm trying a new audio setup this week, so I don't know, folks. Is it better? Is it worse? Do you even care? Do you even notice? I don't know. But there are more songs that I wanted to get into this week that are new. And I'm very happy to report that we have Cherry Cherry, another song by Right Said Fred. Okay, this is another Right Said Fred classic, and it's now available for you to listen to and zap recklessly on Fountain.
Cherry cherry, cherry cherry, cherry cherry, won't you bury me in your fruit bowl. Doing in a place like this. If this is happy, yeah. Oh, Jesus, I must be pissed.
All the boys in the back, if you wanna have a crack, say yeah, yeah. All the girls at the front, if you wanna show some, say yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
cherry, cherry, won't you bet it better than me and your fruit ball? Cherry, cherry, won't you bet it better than me and your fruit ball? Cherry, 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 won't you bet? Me I do it in a place like this. If this is happy, then make me happy with a kiss. All the boys in the back, if you wanna have a crack, say yeah, yeah. All the girls at the front, if you wanna show some, say yeah. Cherry, won't you bet it better than me and your fruit ball?
Oh, cherry, cherry,
cherry, cherry, won't you bet it better than me and your fruit ball?
Cherry, cherry,
cherry, cherry, cherry, cherry, cherry, cherry, won't you bet it better than me and your fruit ball? She's my cherry, cherry. Man, she's got a bear. She's my little fruit salad, and I take her everywhere. She's the apple of my eye, no machine or lemon drop. She's the icing on the cake, and she'll always be my cherry on top. Ow. Cherry, cherry, won't you bet it better than me and your fruit ball?
Oh, cherry, cherry,
cherry, cherry, won't you bet it better than me and your fruit ball?
Dance, and that's the entire point of music. Next song on the list this week, there's a new song that came out from my friends Helene. If you missed it, they're a few episodes back. I got to interview them and just kind of talk about everything that they're doing and where they come from. This one has a great backstory of how they kind of they split up for a little while, and they weren't physically together. And, you know, one half of the group went to go off and earn money, and one half was separated back home, so to speak. And through it all, and many struggles, which are detailed on Noster, the point is, no matter what happens, I can still smile. And that's just, dude, that's highly evolved. I mean, like, you ever have a bad day and you just can't smile? You just can't bring yourself to have a positive thought, and you're going through it, and you're on the struggle bus, like, sometimes it is so hard to, I don't know, smile or just find joy in everyday moments when you're in the midst of a struggle bus, like a hard time. So there ain't nothing like the music of Helene to make you feel better in every way. And I think I Can Still Smile is a great example of that. Love that we're getting some new music from Helene.
Somehow life smacked me down, left almost
This next one is from Zaklina, and I haven't played her music in a couple of years, actually, on Radio Detox, but I have done it before. Somewhere in season one, she's there, and I can't remember the name of the song off the top of my head. But I love seeing Paradox by Zaklina. It's been trending on Fountain, and I love seeing that, you know, these artists that, whether they showed up yesterday or they've been around for a couple years, people are still listening to their music and enjoying it very much on Fountain and Wavelake. So check it out.
There's a tightrope around my spine that I can't seem to unwind. Will I always feel this? My mind's on an endless swing, polarized with a broken wing. When I close my eyes, I can't see. And I gotta run to check myself in the therapy, and I still stigmatize my humanity. Strip me down. touched her, it became evidence. The time never brings you home anymore. I used to float, now I'm sinking. I used to float, now I'm sinking. Oh, I'm thinking, yeah, these waves are all I can try.
one for the vibes there. Did you like that set? That was good, right? Paradox by Jacqueline, then Waves by Charlie T, keeping with a little chill vibe for a second. And then we did Blunt Knife by Ivy Lumi, who's also been on Radio Detox. So very excited to have new music from her. So that's a lot of new music this week. There's been new stuff lately from Zaza Wow Wow, new song Cherry Cherry from Right Said Fred, new Helene, I Can Still Smile, and new Ivy Lumi right there. Definitely to be celebrated. Love having any Ivy Lumi in any capacity, by the way. Just love having her on Radio Detox. Several weeks back, you can check that out in previous episodes. If you're just finding me for the first time, I talk to artists a lot, and then every once in a while I get into a stage that I'm in right now where, like, every week I've put out just music podcasts, just straight music podcasts, like no BS. I'll get back to the interviews. Don't worry. I've got some planned. Let's talk now about my friend Jimmy. This guy is in Australia, and this one's been trending on both Fountain and Wave Lake over the last week. The song is called Telling Lies. Today with my namesake. As I told you at the beginning, my name on Noster is Make Songs Longer. It started as a joke. People always ask me about this. How long does a long song need to be? The minimum is 5 minutes in order to be considered a long song. Why is my Noster display name Make Songs Longer? because fiat makes everything short and shitty and ugly. In short, it's a perfect example of how fiat shitifies things, right? And if you want to know more about this, you can read the Bitcoin Standard. But I kind of went off on a tangent one day on Nostr. Like, I changed my display name to make songs longer, all caps, right? Odell style, all caps. And to make the point that songs need to be longer, because songs have obviously gotten shorter since Nixon took the dollar off the gold standard in 1971. Okay, go Google things. Go ahead. You'll see that I'm right. And yeah, so now we have songs that are like 2 minutes long. We have AI slop that's 2 minutes long. We have so much that just isn't very meaty anymore. And if we were on a Bitcoin standard, songs would be fucking longer. Okay, I will die on this hill. And so I want to end in the podcast with a long song. And a reminder that when you send sats to the podcast, when the songs are playing, I don't get those sats. Those go to the artist. That's the entire point of Radio Detox, is that artists get paid, that we get off the fiat standard, that we get off fiat music, that we detox off the fiat ways, that we detox off of fiat ideas, that songs should be fucking short. Okay, because I come from radio, right? There was a time when I started out in radio that there were long songs and I could go take a smoke break. Because, yeah, I used to smoke back in the day. And I used to have long songs that enabled this behavior. The glory days. But now you really can't do that. Okay, you have spot sets, aka commercial breaks, that are longer. It'll be 5 or 6 minutes long. And they will have 30-second or 60-second commercials in them. So just think about that. Just think about airtime being chopped up into 30 to 60 second segments on radio. And you're going to counteract that with a 2.5 minute song? This is how we're entertaining people? No wonder radio's dead and dying. And many of my friends don't have jobs and have, you know, been forcibly retired. Okay, so think about it. The commercial stop set is longer than a song. Okay, so we're going to bring long songs back. The Bitcoin standard would bring long songs back. And the incentive here is obvious, right? I'm going to play a 17 minute and 49 second song for you right now, for you to enjoy, for you to just kick back and chill. And that gives you a long amount of time to send some sats to this artist, Ryan Zach, and his latest song, Movement 6. There's no better way than to end the podcast with a long song that gives you 17 minutes, 17 minutes and 49 seconds. I love Ryan Zach. He's such a great artist and such a great composer. And you got to check him out on Wavelake and Fountain. And he's on Nostr, of course. He's got an NPub, folks. So zap him, spend 17 minutes enjoying the music and send him a zap. That's the whole point. And yes, by the way, also I split proceeds, not just with the artists because of their songs, but also with Fountain itself and with HRF, the Human Rights Foundation, because they support our ecosystem with all kinds of events, grants, and funding. They support human rights. They support the activism side of what we do at Soapbox. So I am more than happy to have 10% of the sats that come to Radio Detox go to the Human Rights Foundation. And without further ado, kick back and enjoy the next 17 minutes and 49 seconds of the latest song from Ryan Zach, Movement 6, Awakening.
Thank you. Thank you.